Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, Mary Rose taking the calls in there today is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. The school, the online school, the information is there. The information on joining the Organic Club of America is right there. Our newsletter, and we're really having a lot of fun with the newsletter, getting good feedback and all. A lot of people signed up for it. It's free. Goes out on a weekly basis. Does not go out on the same day because I never get it ready. I never write it on exactly the same day, but we try to get it out by Thursday or so. Electronic. It's not a paper newsletter. We used to do one of those, but changed quite a while ago. But just sign up, fill out the form there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you will get it. We've changed the format for the column that I write for the Dallas Morning News. I used to do Q&As, and whenever people would send me a question. In fact, I answered one just directly for one of the people. One of the things that you get if you're in the Organic Club of America is you get your questions answered first, because when we're really snowed under with questions, we have to do the members first. And there was one this morning that asked what you can do for dog urine in the yard, the smell and the burning of the plants both. And that answer is, one, it's worse with girl dogs than it is boys. I think there's a hormone difference, a chemical difference, but also, you know, the boys are going up on the side of things and all, and the girls are more concentrated. Bo, my daughter, Logan and Bo have a new dog. Her name is Midgley, and she's just a doll. She's a part red heeler, which I wasn't even familiar with, and part lab. And it was fun being around her this past week. But whenever you have that kind of thing going on, there's a couple of things you can do. Orange oil will mitigate the smell probably as well as anything. The product called Bio Wash is what we use. Little Tater, our little dog, had one little accident, and he was kind of in and out of the house while we were gone. He had one little accident, and I think for a couple of different reasons. I think he got tired of waiting on us to come back. And BioWash is what we use to clean up things inside, and it works very well. You can use the BioWash to clean up, and then you can go a second step and get rid of any lingering odor or anything, if there is any, with the orange oil. And then the final thing is zeolite. The dry zeolite, which is a white granular or powder material dusted in an area where the dogs have gone outside. It ties up the ammonia smell instantly and also holds the ammonia and will release it with perfect efficiency as a fertilizer on down the road. It's a pretty remarkable natural material. If your feed store, farm store, garden center, or whatever doesn't have zeolites packaged and sold as zeolite, you can go into a pet store and look at the kitty litters, and there are probably several. There's more than one or two, I know for sure, kitty litters that if you look at the ingredients in the bag, it'll say that it's 100% zeolite, and that can be used for that same thing. It's why it works so well as a kitty litter. The other thing is, if you go to a feed store or a farm store or something like that, they will have a product, and there'll be a couple of different names, but the product will be a treatment for horse stalls and things like that for odor control. And in most cases, look at the ingredients, and that product, those products, will be 100% zeolite too. And you can find it in granulated all the way from looking like almost as big as pea gravel. That'd be kind of unusual, but a real heavy sand consistency is probably one of the most common ones for the kitty litter. And then it's also available in a powder form. This is the same stuff that's in the little containers, soft containers that you put in the closet or in the refrigerator to absorb odors. It's not, that's nothing in those little packages but 100% zeolite. In most cases, sometimes maybe they might put some perfume or something, I guess, which would be silly to do because the zeolite by itself works so beautifully. And then one more quick thing before we go back to the phones. Jeff and I talked off the air about his figs in Indiana, and he's in an area where he said it can get as cold as 15 degrees. So he's got the figs in containers. One's producing and one's not. Same management. I told him it could be genetics. It could be that the one that's not producing is just never going to produce. That's a possibility. And there's one way to find out about it, and that's to get another one and see if you have the same problem. They're in the same amount of sun. They're in pots so he can protect them in the winter. But and then same management. But I told him the only thing that might be worth trying is Garrett juice, the formula that we recommend. Make it yourself or get the commercial formula and spray and drench the soil and the root zone with it. Nothing out there will bring a plant into bud and flower and fruit production better than the Garrett juice itself. If you've never heard that term, it's on my websites and all my books. The formula is basically compost tea or liquid humate, and then apple cider vinegar, molasses, and liquid seaweed. You can add more to it to make it more interesting, more powerful, but that is the basic formula. I'm going to be at Mother Earth News, their fair in Topeka, Kansas, in 3 weeks. Information's on our website on dirtdoctor.com under appearances. And they're talking about me doing not only my two talks, lectures on natural insect and disease control, and then the one on trees, but also do a hands-on deal. And you have to get tickets to it. I don't think it costs extra, but you have to get tickets to go because they limit the number of people that can go, and they want me to do one on making Garrett juice. We've got to talk about the timing on it and see if we can work that out. So I'm not 100% sure of that. In future ones, we'll probably do something on exposing tree flares as well, as far as a hands-on with Mother Earth. But that's in Topeka, Kansas in 3 weeks. So hope you can join me there. I'll be there for sure, it looks like. But it'll be October the 21st and the 22nd at, let me see, what's the venue? It'll be the same place we were before. One Expo Center Drive, Topeka, Kansas. Saturday, 9 o'clock. It all gets started. Sunday, 9 to 5. And be all kinds of speakers, like usual, 150 of them. And book signings. I'll be doing two book signings, I guess. And we'll be talking about all kinds of good stuff and love to see you there. All right, back to the phones. And there's an open line if you want to jump on here real quick at 866-444-3478. David is in Creston, Iowa. Is that right, David?
Yeah, that's right. We're up here on a station, KMA. It's only got three letters, so.
Interesting. First time I've heard it.
Well, Mojo and Curly, I guess.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I got a question about a persimmon. My wife mentioned to me the other day that her grandmother used to cut one open and look into the seed, and they said if it had a little spoon-shaped thing in there, it was going to be a wet, cold, snowy winter, and you're going to be shoveling a lot of snow. And if you saw a fork, it was would be a mild winter of powdery snow. And if you saw a knife, it would be real cutting, icy winds.
Well, I'll tell you something, David. That is interesting. I have never heard that before. I wonder if that came out of the Farmer's Almanac at some point, or that's something that she just noticed herself.
I think if you look that up on the internet, you'll actually see the seed, I think. I looked it up after she mentioned that, and it actually has a little spoon shape, a knife, and a fork in this in the thing, different seeds.
So. Well, I'll be darned. Well, I'll look into that, and I'll put that on the website and pass that on as information. I'm very familiar with three different kinds of persimmons, you know, the big ones, the oriental ones that you eat, and then we have a common persimmon that grows to be a big tree that's invasive. It pops up all over the place, and then the little native Texas persimmon that has a little blue-black fruit, but I've never heard that. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, and we'll be back right after this. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, so don't go away.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, just pouring myself some more ginger, lime, apple cider tea. It's pretty good this morning. You need to give it a shot if you haven't. Throw a little thyme, whatever kind of thyme you have, creeping thyme, lemon thyme, upright. Adding that to your herb tea is a good idea. I just pulled up a website, the Old Farmer's Almanac website, on what David was recommending, telling us about the persimmon seed, and sure enough, it shows photographs of persimmon seed cut in half, and it's fascinating. I'm going to definitely look into this more. If you're cutting into the seed, not the fruit, but one of the big seed in the persimmon. And if it's spoon shape, you're going to have heavy, wet snow, the shovel, the spoon shape. If it's fork shape, you can expect light, powdery snow in a mild winter. And if the kernel has a knife shaped and it's a whiter color than the rest of the inside of the seed, apparently. Good photographs on this website. If it's knife-shaped, expect there to be cutting and icy winds and that sort of thing. It does not say what kind of persimmon they're talking about. The photograph makes it look like it's a Japanese persimmon, you know, the big ones. The common persimmon that we have through the south that has the black alligator looking bark and produces persimmons about the size of a golf ball, or what we have growing all over the place here, as well as the Japanese persimmons. I will check both of them and see if this holds up like it says in the Old Farmer's Almanac. My persimmon that is a Texas persimmon that has the little marble shaped black fruit, mine is male and doesn't have any fruit. So, and there's very few of them planted in this part of Texas. It's more of a hill country and south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area where the Texas persimmon grows. But anyway, interesting stuff. We may have to do a newsletter on that. It's interesting enough to take a look at more. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Laura in Orlando. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
This summer, I spent 7 weeks driving around Europe, and I was amazed at how wonderful fig trees grow in Eastern Europe. They grow out of the cement, And out of the wall, there was a fig tree in Bosnia, literally growing out of the wall, a big fig tree, a cement wall.
Huh.
Anyways, I wish I had some of their secrets because I don't have any luck with fig trees.
Yeah,
that's not why I'm calling you. While I was gone, my garden was unattended. My vegetable beds have 8 to 10 feet, very luscious, dense weeds. And I was wondering the best way to tackle it, because I'm sure a lot of seeds have fallen into the soil. And anyway, what do you suggest?
Well, you're in Florida. Have you identified what
weeds? I'm in Texas.
Oh,
I live in Cleburne.
Oh, you're back in Cleburne.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
The worst weeds that you can have in the garden would be Bermuda, so hopefully there's not any of that out there. But the other weeds can be handled in a number of different ways. If they're mostly annual weeds and broadleafs and things like that, you can simply till them really well and pull out the plants as much as you can, throw all that in the compost, and go from there. If it is Bermuda grass, you need to dig it out much more carefully and throw it in the compost pile, or solarize it, put plastic over it and kill it completely. And this is not the best time of the year to do that. It's a lot better to do it when it's really, really hot. Now, we're going to continue to have some hot weather here for a while, so that might work. It just would work better if it was in the middle of the summer.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that you can do also here is, once you get the plants planted, you can do spot spraying with vinegar herbicides or with the fatty acid products like BioSafe or something like that. You can also use the product called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer, and it'll kill everything, all the broadleafs and all of the grass-type weeds, but it will not kill the Bermuda. So you're going to have to deal with the Bermuda with spot spraying and with physical removal.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay.
Would you put down the cardboard and...
Yeah, that's kind of the final step you would do after you've cleaned it out as well as you can, done whatever kind of weed treatment you are going to use, and you plant your vegetables, the fall crop or whatever, landscape plants, whatever you're going to do. And then you can put down molasses pretty heavily, a thin layer of compost, and then either 5 or 6 sheets of newspaper or cardboard on top of that, and then mulch on top of that. Sounds like a lot of trouble, but it really does work, and it even works on Bermuda grass.
Is it going to kill those billions of seeds that are from the weeds?
Well, if you cover them up, Laura, they'll just be there and won't germinate and won't be a problem. Now,
okay, good.
Once like I was talking in the first hour of the show, if you till it all, pull it all, everything out by hand as much as you can, get it down to bare beds, plant your fall transplants, and then apply corn gluten meal at that point around the transplants, it'll keep those weed seed from developing. Works
works
beautifully.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We're loaded, but when you hear somebody hang up like Laura just did, jump on here at 866-444-3478. We'll get to you as quick as we can. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Website is dirtdoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Couple of things, and we'll get right back to the phones. 866-444-3478. First of all, congrats to the... our young chaps playing golf this week, the President's Cup. We have been overwhelming the Europeans. Man, they're playing great, and it's been fun to watch. I don't know if I haven't pulled it up, but they've probably started by now because they're playing up in New York. But I don't think there's any chance if Europeans make a comeback with after being this far behind. It's going to be quite remarkable. But if you haven't watched any of that, tune it in. It's on TV. It's fun stuff. The other thing is, from a much more serious standpoint, the Houston area still a mess. A lot of soil has been really wrecked down there, not only by the water, but the toxins. They're talking about it in the news more and more. You know, they've been released during the floods and all that kind of thing. So not only soil remediation from normal stuff and too much water and silting in and everything, but also from toxins. Some of the people in the business are offering help. A lot of the folks down that way, John Ferguson and his Nature's Way down there, I think they're doing a lot of stuff, a lot of other people are, with organic fertilizers and this, that, and the other thing. But the Azomite people, wonderful soil amendment that I am extremely high on, they're offering 6 tons of Azomite to people that call and talk about what they have and will be provided part of this supply of azomite. All you have to do is contact them through us. Just go the easy way. Just do info@dirtdoctor.com, which is, by the way, how you can identify the contest picture. We've got somebody coming up trying to do that, by the way. But if you're wanting to get some azomite to help with some soil remediation, just let us know what your needs are at info@dirtdoctor.com. Okay? Let's see what – let's just go ahead and do that. Sue in Racine, Wisconsin wants to make a stab at the contest picture. Hi, Sue.
Hello. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm wondering if it's a mountain pine, Mugo pumilio.
Mountain pine. Pretty good guess, but that is not correct, Sue.
It's not the Mugo pumilio.
It's not the Mugo. No, it's a much bigger plant than that. But appreciate you playing the game.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Sue.
Have a good day. Bye bye now.
You too. Let's go to John in Austin, Texas next. Hello, John.
Good morning.
What's up?
I have an ambitious project to plant some trees. I've got a couple hundred acres in North Texas,
okay,
and I would like to plant some oak trees to provide natural fall forage for the wildlife up there.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what the best way to get that project started, whether I should, you know, plant kind of a little tree farm near where I can easily water that stuff or and then transplant it, or if I should try to distribute the trees and, you know, right from the get-go. And the competition there, obviously, is the pasture's got some pretty tall weeds in it that I have to contend with doing the distributed process. So
right,
looking for some insight.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a good project. I think the first step I would take would be decide what you're going to plant, and then I'll tell you what I would do if it were my property. To plant the trees and get them going. But first of all, tell me what kind of soil you got. Where exactly are we going to do this?
It's north of Vernon, so it's mostly a sandy loam.
Okay, good. I'm familiar with Vernon. In fact, I did some research there with an oil company on remediating soil that had been killed and had been dead 75 years from salt, you know, from the oil production out there in the salt water related to the secondary wells and all that stuff. And we've discovered some pretty interesting things. But the soil, when it's not contaminated, is pretty good out there.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff grows pretty good. There's actually springs on the property. And
oh, that's great. That's great.
A lot of old trees and stuff that are actually the drought killed a lot of the trees that were there. And I'm wanting to kind of regrow stuff and mostly thinking about red oaks and live oaks, but certainly open to suggestions.
Well, red oaks and live oaks are the most used and most overused of the two oaks. You're going to push me to do a newsletter that I've been thinking about doing anyway, and it's to cover oaks more thoroughly in one chapter in one place so people can go through and check them out. And I'll do that right away. I don't know if you have time to wait on that, but we'll talk about some of the ones that would be worth looking at right now. One thing I would do right away, I would contact the Texas Forest Service and ask them what kind of trees they have available. They do a program, at least they used to, and I assume they still do, where they grow plants and they provide seedlings to people either free or at very low cost for these small seedlings and see what they currently have. I have no idea what they currently have, and I'll look into it as well. You might, if you get the information, go ahead and email me at info@dirtdoctor.com and we can talk about it, you know, again later. But some of the ones that I would definitely take a look at here, one would be Lacey Oak, L-A-C-E-Y, Lacey Oak. I would look at the Mexican White Oak. And if they don't have these that I'm going to go through with you right now, you can talk to some of the private companies, you know, about buying small trees. I would look at, in that soil, I would even look at water oak and willow oak. I would even look at those, even though they may not do as good as some of these other things, but I'd take a look at them. I'd look at bur oak. I'd consider bur oak for sure. Let's see what else probably ought to be on your list. The black oak might do fairly well there, but it's probably better in a more cool climate than Vernon would have. Let's make a note to look at the pin oak and with a question mark by it. You need to get a soil test and look and see what your pH is to see where pin oak would be a good thing for you to use or not. And then I would look at some of the smaller oaks too, like Vasey oak, V-A-S-E-Y, Vasey oak. I'd look at the little gray oak. I would look at an evergreen oak, which is kind of a little bit of a misnomer. Evergreen oak gets into those oaks that crossbreed so bad it's unbelievable, so it's real hard to figure out what you have. In that category, you'd have Chisos red oak. You would have the Canby oak that we like, C-A-N-B-Y, Canby oak. That's a red oak that grows in the Big Bend area, and it mutates and has all kind of different forms, and so it's sometimes sold as Chisos red oak and evergreen oak and various oaks. But if you just look at that one in general, it would be worth considering. It's a little bit dicey in areas that are high pH soils, because some of them can be crossed with pin oak, and that won't do well in high pH soils. But it sounds like you probably have low pH there, and the and that group of red oaks would work. But those would be the ones I'd look into first, see what the Texas Forest Service has available, and let me know what those are, and we can talk about it again. I would not do just oaks. That's my next comment to you. I would also do some big tooth maple and cedar elm and some other varieties, so you have more biodiversity. More of the native plants, you know, the desert or willows, and maybe some food crops like Mexican plum would be good to put in the mix. Mexican buckeye would be good to put in the mix. See what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the next thing is how to plant them. I think in a grassland and a prairie situation, I'd mow some areas down low where you want to plant, and then I would plant the little trees, and I wouldn't mind planting pretty small trees if you fence off the areas. And you can fence off the area with a couple different things. You can use cattle panels. You could use a temporary chain link fence, which are available, you know, from people that sell fencing, you know, Tractor Supply, fencing companies, things like that. You might be able to find some old used stuff. And you can do everything from fencing in an entire area where you're going to plant 20 or 30 different trees, fence the whole area off, or you can fence off individual trees. If you look on dirtdoctor.com on tree protection, I think I've got some photographs where we've actually protected individual trees with a square formation of cattle panels around one individual tree, or some other kind of metal device. What you're trying to do is keep wild hogs from digging them up, you know, from other wildlife coming in and eating them so easily, the people accidentally running over them with trucks and equipment because they're going to be so small and the grasses might hide the view. And then also we're going to put in the areas inside these fencing systems, whether they're individual fencing of each tree or fencing off a whole area, inside the fencing, we're going to put a nice thick layer of shredded tree trimmings. And that's going to come right out of the tree care company's truck. And you put a real thick 3 to 5 inches, but don't pile any of it up on the stems of the little trees. You know, just keep that okay. sprayed from time to time and bare with a vinegar, organic spray, a fatty acid spray or something like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to plant a nice variety of things. We're going to protect them with fencing, and we're going to have shredded native tree trimmings mulch on the ground.
Sounds perfect.
Okay. And water. Don't let them get dried. You're going to have to figure out some way to get water to them to get them started. Everything I mentioned there is pretty drought tolerant once you get them started, get them going. So let's see what Texas Forest Service can get us pretty cheap, and then we'll look into private things, and we'll talk more detail later.
All right. I appreciate that. I'll start with the Texas Forest Service and reach back out to you and let you know.
Thank you, John.
Sounds
like a good project. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. And that's the same system I'd use for anybody anywhere in the country, just different varieties of plant.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. Ohira's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I did a quick look at our website, dirtdoctor.com, to see if in the library had that photograph of building the fences around the trees, and I don't have it on there. So I've made a note to get it added to the website, and may do a newsletter on it too, probably should, and all that. But I'll tell you where it is. If you have a copy of my book called Howard Garrett's Texas Trees, those photographs are in that book. And like all my books, the Texas in the name is really not that limited, except for certain species of the plants. All the information about how to manage trees, how to plant trees properly, and how to do all that is good coast to coast and border to border. But I did apparently forget to get all that good tree protection information added to the website, and we'll try to get that done for you. But in the meantime, it'll be in that other book, maybe in some of my other books too, but it's in the tree book for sure. Marvin and Richardson next up. Hello, Marvin.
Good morning. I live on a creek with about a 20-foot gabion wall.
Okay.
And when they built the wall, all the caliche from the creek, the cement overfill for the dead men and everything was just thrown as backfill on the wall.
Okay.
And so then when I moved here, I had to air spade the trees out 4 feet to get down to the flare.
Wow, okay.
And this dirt is so sorry, and it's a 30-degree slope. So I can't get everything I put on there is top dressing, you know, because the ground is so hard. And I put lava sand, extended shale, compost, you know, and I'm just trying to find some way to improve that soil where I don't have to physically dig it up.
Sure. Well,
and I've got a horse herb on it as a stabilizer to control the erosion. But it's so steep, about every 2 years, all the horse herb is at the bottom of the slope, and I've got to start over again.
Okay. People don't know what he's talking about. Gabion wall is a wall that's made out of a metal container, and it's got stones, boulders, pebbles back behind it. It's It's a pretty good way to engineer a tall wall and an erosion problem. But on the other hand, they cause some other problems here. You say you took 4 feet of soil off the base of the trees. Did you just leave, and that's in the area just at each tree? It's not the whole area that's been lowered that much?
Correct, right, yeah.
Okay. How the
tree? I'm about 2 feet away from the trunk of the tree all the way around each of the trees, and then I put a well in there and cemented the sides so it wouldn't cave in or anything.
Okay, that's about all you can do. What kind of trees are they?
Cedar elm.
Cedar elms, okay. They're fairly tough as far as that situation. Tell you what I would do here, Marvin. I would go ahead and use the typical organic amendments that we talk about all the time, compost, lava sand, green sand, dry molasses, and cornmeal, if you haven't already. Add that to the surface, and then I would plant some stuff that's pretty tough. And one of your best choices here is going to be that grass I was talking about early in the show, the inland sea oats. And it can be planted by seed, it can be planted by transplants and into little pockets in the gabion walls or around the gabion walls, as well as those beds that have really lousy, crummy soil.
Yeah.
That plant can stand that situation as well as about anything, especially if you add the organic amendments before you plant.
Yeah, I've grown sea oats in the front yard before, but I haven't tried them back. Another thing I tried was daikon radish to break the soil.
Uh-huh. That'd be fine. That'd be a temporary crop. That's not going to last for you long term, but it's a good one to protect.
Well, this ground is so hard that they matured horizontally on the surface.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I can't even get the radishes to go down in this stuff.
Okay. I tell you what, the first thing that I would do before you plant anything, maybe even before you put the soil amendments in there, is go to one of the big box stores and buy a case or two or three of hydrogen peroxide.
Well, I've got a couple of areas I'm doing experimentally with that right now to see if I can tell a difference in
it. Well, it'll definitely help. It'll start to flocculate the soil, which means soften it up. And if you do that to the soil, pour it in there full strength. In this case, you can mix it with water 50-50 and make it go farther. It might even be a better way to go. But right after you apply it, start putting your organic amendments in. I think you're going to see an improvement that's pretty impressive.
What kind of timeline should I look at for the peroxide to start making? I mean, would it need 2, 3, 4 applications before we notice anything?
No, you'd see something after one application, literally. If you get a good amount of hydrogen peroxide, mix it with water, and really just drench it so it soaks down in there as much as possible, and then after a day or so, do your amendments to it, I think you're going to see great improvements. It's going to really surprise you.
Okay.
I
appreciate it.
Give it a shot and let me know. Get back with me. If it still doesn't work, we'll try something else, but I think that'll do it.
All right.
Thank you, Marvin. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me in the third hour is 866-444-3478. If your radio station doesn't get the third hour, you can simply listen online on dirtdoctor.com. It's screened. It's streamed live there, I should say. You can also listen to podcasts anytime you want to. And, of course, we have the app, the Dirt Doctor app, so it's hard to get away from us. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doc. Dirtdoctor.com is the website. Enjoyed being with you this hour, but more to come.